Hey, you're about to listen to a special remote episode of Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. Enjoy.
Don't look at me.
Yes.
So, see, now you're not going to have the free-flowing conversation.
Now that you think that? I think everybody else in the restaurant's going to feel that way. So we're actually on location here in flood-ravaged Jersey City at a very nice bistro.
Yes, exactly.
eating hipster food.
We are suffering like all of my neighbors in Hoboken suffered because we have a limited menu here.
Yes. And menus with mistypes on it. I mean, I just don't know how
were
we'll get by these. No, it was this whole thing about what the muffin on the... You missed that part. I'm sorry.
Who missed that?
The people listening right now to our scintillating conversation.
This isn't going to work out at all, is it?
No, I don't know. So, we haven't spoken since the election.
You mean as people or as media personalities?
As media personalities, absolutely.
I had to describe myself the other day for a thing.
You talking about the Princeton thing?
Yeah.
Weren't you Princeton's...
Take it easy.
Like... Tiger stripes.
It's the worst honor you can never hope to achieve.
Yeah.
And I
is that why you're wearing your orange?
No, this is like the only nice clothes I have.
Oh, okay.
And this isn't even that nice. No, I had to describe myself, and this is what I came up with. I am a freelance content producer specializing in humor, politics, and financial satire.
Wow.
Does that even remotely seem like the guy that just cries every day about not being on TV?
Yeah, I think that's actually the accurate description of somebody that cries every day. I can justify my existence. I can justify my existence in the wordiest way possible.
See, the problem now is I want to use real names of people to insult and say that that's what they, but I can't.
No, you can't. Now we're recording, you know. You don't want to edit.
No, I definitely don't want to edit.
No.
You know what I realize is what'll be difficult here is I wait to stare out the window and the window is away from the microphone.
Oh.
And isn't that just sort of symbolic of our American political system?
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, the Republicans want to pretend that they're listening to you, but really they turn their head and look out the other side.
See, can I tell you the metaphor that I was thinking about the election, about what has happened to America for Republicans?
Sure.
I felt like that Republicans were like the guy on the motorcycle in Raising Arizona. You know, the guy that mm-hmm. was riding around,
what's
shooting bunnies.
He used to play football.
Yeah, he used to play football. I can't remember his name. And
Judge Stone Honeybun. It's not his name. But
yes,
it's
okay, so Honeybun. So Honey Bun is the big bad motorcyclist, and Nicolas Cage is, what was his character's name? In
Raising. The other guy was Arizona. He
yes,
was Raising.
Yes, Holly Hunter was Arizona.
What does he symbolize?
So anyway, so it was as if Nicolas Cage was the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
and the Republicans come in and they're acting all big and bad,
mm-hmm.
and they are trying to beat down the Democrats, and it seems like no matter what, they're going to beat down the Democrats. But the thing is that Honeybun had all over him these grenades.
Mm.
And all that was required was for Nicolas Cage to pull the pin on one grenade. And then the whole thing just, Honeybun blew apart.
So was pulling the pin putting a microphone in front of Murdoch and Aiken?
No, well, that's one thing. But it could have been any number of things. You could have called that the immigration grenade. And the immigration grenade was next to the women's rights grenade, next to the gay marriage grenade that all blew him up. Or whichever one. But one of those, for each Democrat, one of those pulled and it blew him up. And now they can't put it back together.
Well, now they're trying to put him back together, but they're trying to, like, paint him rainbow. It's still operational.
Okay.
They're trying to paint him rainbow and yellow. I mean, it's all cosmetic changes since then. You know what I mean? We talked about yesterday. The committee heads, make that glug, 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 glug. all the committee heads in the House are all white males. Now, I got nothing against white males. Being one of them. But if you're going to say you're going to have some outreach, how do you have any ideas? How can you possibly hear what the ideas of the real world is if you don't let them talk?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm wondering if Republican women are going to be in the same class as Republican minorities. in that, like,
well,
you
kind
of
look at. Did you see the people they put forward to be the chairs of all the committees on the House?
That's what I was kind of trying to say.
Yeah, it's all white males, all old white guys, because only 20 of the members of the. Our lunch is here.
That
looks good. It does. Wow, that is an epic veggie burger.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's kale though.
You know what you just said? You said, Gary Null, renew our show.
I actually said the phrase epic veggie burger. Which may be the dumbest thing I've ever
said.
That's
not kale.
That's arugula.
Not for me, thanks.
Yes. Oh, I'm disappointed.
What are you disappointed in? That you lost one of your eggs?
I did. I lost a yolk. I'm just impossible to please. Thank you.
Yes, I saw that they're all that way. Hey, you know what? It's like, part of me feels like screaming at the Republicans, hey, fix yourself. But then again, you know what? If they want to keep going on this world, they want to keep existing in this echo chamber that tells them the world is still, you know, 1950s, Leave It to Beaver.
Sure.
Go ahead. Keep losing. Frankly, I think the country could use an actual two-party system, but eventually, even your gerrymandering is going to cost you. You're not going to be able to gerrymander your way out of it.
Well, it's just, you can't gerrymander migration patterns.
You could try, eventually.
I guess so, but they got to win their state legislatures again. I don't know.
Well, that's the biggest problem. It's 8 years till we get to redistrict.
Right. And by then, you know, pretty much the Hispanics will have taken over. That's right.
Do you think the Hispanics started Hurricane Sandy?
I think that it was their butterfly somewhere in Guatemala. How was that veggie burger?
I don't know. It's not quite what I expected.
No?
Sort of like America. It's interesting. It's got like quinoa and other stuff in it.
Wow.
It's not bad. It's not like a crispy. It's sort of like a mound.
It looks like just a big falafel.
Yeah, but falafels are often warm.
Is that cold?
I guess this place lost their heat.
Do you need that recooked?
What are you, Republican? I don't know what that means.
No, I don't either.
So, have we really not spoken since the election?
On the air? No. It's only been 2 weeks.
Feels like a long time. Doesn't it?
It does. Oh, wow. Oh, well, that wasn't meant to be a question.
No.
I berated. Could I also get some salt?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
How's the kale salad?
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, it's fun.
Yeah.
You think we should dine and ditch on the air?
That would be awesome.
We have to pack up all the gear.
Yes, I know. But I'll get the car running and you can pack up.
I appreciate that.
Yep. I'll meet you, down the street. Thank you. Yes, it's a plate of salt. I'm going to guess they lost their shakers.
Well, then who's going to make their furniture? Boom. I win. Shakers.
Wow.
I wrote a report on the shakers.
Did you?
Whatever. Somewhere.
I did the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, report. Sure. Loch Ness Monster.
I did Jackie Robinson.
Did you?
Yep.
8th grade?
No.
Is that what they had you do at Andover?
Okay.
Exeter. Where were you?
Neither of those places at that time.
Oh, okay.
No, like 5th grade. The first report I remember ever doing was on Jackie Robinson.
Mm. Mine was on Switzerland.
Typical. Does that mean anything?
What?
What your first report was that you remember?
Well, we had to choose a nation. So.
Could I have had white guilt in 5th grade?
Yeah. I mean, did you have parents that felt white guilt?
Oh my god. No way.
Oh.
My parents are Republicans.
Oh, well. Maybe you were compensating for them.
My parents always whisper in case, we never had any help, but I felt like they were whispering so the help we didn't have wouldn't hear.
But, so anyhow, we were talking about, you know, Republicans and what they're trying to can and can't accomplish in the next couple of years. It's funny, Ann Coulter wrote today. No, actually, it was funny. It was just this bitter, like, all right, you know what? Obama wants, if we go over the fiscal cliff, they're going to blame Republicans. Liberal media will blame Republicans for it. You know, not that the whole thing wasn't signed into law, the deadline and everything, by a Republican president, but never mind that. She even asked rhetorically in the article, not even, you know, why is there a sunset clause on tax cuts? What a ridiculous thing. It was like, well, yeah, but it was your people that put the sunset clause on it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so she was saying, we need to make Obama own the economy. The only way to do that is to pass everything he wants so that, and for her, the inevitable outcome is the economy will tank and then Republicans can come back strong. And
so their policy of tanking the economy by not doing anything to blame Obama didn't work.
But
so now they're saying, fine, let him do what he wants.
Let's let him do what he wants. That will tank the economy, and then we'll win. That's what Ann Coulter is saying.
Okay.
And I'm like,
you'll win what?
They'll win the midterms. They'll win back the Senate in the midterms, and then the presidency.
Great.
So that's what she's saying, is that it will inevitably, it will lead to higher unemployment. It will lead to all of the terrible things if we raise taxes on the top 2%.
Okay.
And she's saying, let's do it. Let's spend every penny that Obama wants to spend. I'm like, yes, let's do that.
Do you think that secretly her Adam's apple and her gaping emptiness can cause hurricanes? And that she knows that if she does this, that she'll be able to devastate the economy?
You really need an explanation, don't you?
I'm just saying.
You need an explanation for something.
Are you coveting our neighbor's food?
I'm coveting their potatoes, yes.
That's pretty serious.
Those are serious potatoes. Yeah?
Sorry, we're coveting.
Coveting your potatoes, sorry.
I'm saying this. What's her... Realistically, if there's part of her that actually has any common sense, I actually think there is. I think she's just a great saleswoman.
Oh, yeah.
A great character actor. What is, you know, is the thinking that the EU is going to collapse and so the worldwide economy will fall apart
and whatever
we do here doesn't matter because it will... She
doesn't think that deeply, sorry.
I don't know.
So, I don't know. It's you know, to me, the intriguing thing is just saying, yeah, let's do that. Let's try it. Because that's what I always felt, that's what I felt about the election in 2008, was that that the country voted for things to be done. And a bunch of the things people complain about Obama not getting done is stuff that he said he was going to do, but he was blocked by Republicans. So, you know, people got mad at him instead of getting mad at Republicans for blocking what they voted for him to do.
Yeah, but I think by the end people realize what actually happened. I mean, I think that's what the election, to a certain extent, showed. That's what gets me about so many of the analysis of the election is it's not about demographics being the key. When maybe it was actually the ideas and the issues.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, demographics to me is just the new urban.
Right.
Or
although they still use urban.
Or inner city.
Or takers or whatever.
Yeah, pickers.
What do you think Romney is doing with Obama right now? They're having lunch.
That's right. They're having lunch while we're having lunch.
You know what I think would be awesome? If Obama was like, listen, I need to go over here. I'm hosting the San Francisco Giants in the Rose Garden. You can go hang out with the Detroit Tigers in the turd room or like wherever.
I'm sorry. Like,
I got to make a call to Netanyahu. Can you go find some candles for this menorah?
Or just have him pump his gas.
I wish that were a euphemism.
No. That's for that awesome picture.
I know.
Would you like to describe it for people?
There's an awesome picture of Mitt Romney pumping gas. Google it.
It's just got, he's got this haunted look in his eyes. And his hair is just completely messed up.
Hey, what do you think about the reports about anonymous reverse hacking Roe's attempt to hack Ohio? Have you seen that?
I heard about that. And that's why he lost it on Fox on election night.
Right. Because the servers went down like they did in 04, or was it 04? Yeah, 04. But this time when they came back, the votes hadn't switched.
Right, because a judge was actually informed about it, and there was something that was done that wasn't done in 04 that protected the integrity of the vote. And so what I read was that if we're going to go with what the whole conspiracy was, what I read was that Roe was probably under some kind of, you know, surveillance during the election. Or, you know, people believe that. And so they couldn't inform him, we couldn't put the fix in. And so he was insistent, he believed that the fix was still in. And that's why he didn't know that you know, the deal had been queered.
I wish he said the deer had been queered. That would have been kind of awesome.
Yes, yes. Everybody wants to queer the deer.
But it's nice to know Ohio didn't even matter.
No.
What? I still can't understand why 04 is not a bigger thing except for the Mark Crispin Millers of the world.
Because?
We moved on. Because the left always moves on.
Because the popular vote.
That's true.
And that's why people think more about 2000.
Sorry. Lee is choking on the truth, everybody.
That's why people think more about 2000. Because it's a little more obvious that something, you know, something happened.
That the deer was queer?
You gotta be careful of those queer deer.
I think they call those reindeer.
Yeah? Is it because they're horny?
Okay.
You're laughing.
The way I'm laughing because your voice cracked when you said that.
I know.
It sounded like you're that 15-year-old again.
Yes.
Was I talking about being a 15-year-old earlier?
Yes, you were. About sneezing into your arm.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah, sneezing into your elbow and knuckle only helps if you don't splooge.
Would you like my strawberries?
What kind of deer do I look like?
Finest kind.
God, I can't believe it's Christmas season again.
Yes. Are you buying anything special for the missus?
No, I hate it. It's just like a month of... Like, why can't we just accept that it's getting darker and colder? Like, without, like, accepting the darkness, our brightness is dimmer. Like, why do we have to have all this fake lights and music and spending to comfort ourselves? Why can't we just... I frankly would be more genuine telling my loved ones that I love them and care for them in the darkening skies than in a glistening, like... something of something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it bothers me. The fake, the contrived joy.
It's just, you know...
I know people. People aren't happy like this. If people would be happy and express their love all the time, the world would be a better place. We don't need this shit.
Right. But lights are... I don't know. A tinsel-colored spackle of the soul.
No one's soul is glittering. No one's soul needs a flat-screen TV.
Oh, I will tell you, though, I felt as if my life improved when I got a flat-screen TV. I'm sorry, I'll be materialistic, but first time I saw Sean Hannity in high def, I realized, wow, nobody's going to pay attention to this man anymore.
Because he's ugly?
Yeah. All of them are.
You ever watch the BBC in high def?
No.
I haven't either, but I imagine that's not a pretty sight. I bet they don't have high def, actually. They're smart. It's like, what's his name? Seville, is that his name?
Oh, the BBC molester?
Why were people surprised that guy was a molester? Like, I mean, if you're going to stereotype the creepy guy with the cross eyes that hangs out with kids all day and, like, doesn't have his shirt on. Like, or at least don't be surprised.
Yes. Like, especially when he comes in with children hanging onto his nipple clamps.
Yeah. Or children as nipple clamps.
Mm-hmm.
Such as a word. We're at 20 minutes. I'll probably have to cut out some stuff there in the middle.
Oh, really?
Or I can add some. No, a couple of dry parts. I'm just going to edit you out.
Yeah? It's going to be you talking to yourself?
Yeah, although I don't really care. I'm going to edit anything. I'm just going to send this.
Jeff Chrysler's Long Dark Lunch of the Soul.
A.K.A. December.
It's not December yet.
I know. We just like throw away a month and a half of our year. I don't have that type of time.
I know. That's the thing about Thanksgiving being so early.
It just fucking ruins everything.
It does. But now we have an X. Instead of it being on the 29th, then now we have to scramble for... I guess the latest it could be is the 27th. 28th, I guess.
What is it? Last Thursday for the last Monday?
Fourth Thursday. So I guess the 28th is the latest it could be. And the 22nd is the earliest it could be.
I consider today Thanksgiving. That's why I was willing to get this Bloody Mary.
Yes.
Because it's Thanksgiving and I wanted to have a good day at work.
Yes. So Jeff is drinking before work.
I wish I had drugs. Tune into the War Room tonight, everyone. Well, by the time you hear it, it'll be an hour and a half from right now.
Yeah, but then... is there going to be a new Final Edition?
There is a new Final Edition, and I finally wrote a couple new pieces for it.
Okay.
I'm very proud of it.
Final Edition Radio Hour follows this show on the Progressive Radio Network. Do we still have the same tagline?
The Progressive Radio Network, because WBAI flooded, we share office space. Is that what the tagline was?
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Did you
know that? What's happening?
Yeah, they did. Yes. Everything's just...
The Progressive Radio Network. Do you need supplements? We've got supplements. You haven't been in the studio. I have been in there for recording, but you haven't been in the studio in a long time.
I haven't been in the studio in probably a year. Has anything happened?
Very high tech now. They got a new set of headphones.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Ones that aren't covered in sweat and despair?
You know, we won the election. Can't there be some optimism in the world?
You know, the problem is I didn't want to just win. I wanted to...
Rush?
Destroy him.
That's what I think depressed a lot of people about that first debate. Like, if that first debate had been like all these other... Like, this would have been a total wipeout.
It would have been. And that's the
thing. I think there hadn't been gerrymandering, it would have been a wipeout. You know, we got,
we got
3 million or something more votes. Didn't we get, like, a bunch more votes for House?
For House, there was only 400,000 more votes overall.
But, like, a lot of states, it would be, like Ohio and Florida, I think, was, like, 3 Democratic votes to 1 Republican for a House seat. Or for gerrymandering, we'd have the House.
We'd have the House.
God, it's only Michelle Bachmann had lost. That would have made it a good night.
It was, but we did lose Joe Walsh.
And Alan West.
And so, Lieberman is, we're on the death throes of Lieberman's career. It's the last 2 years.
And you think they're doing anti-Susan Rice because they know the second choice is John Kerry and they can get Scott Brown back in there?
It could be, but I thought Kerry is going to go for defense.
Do we even bother with Susan
Rice? I just wish they wouldn't.
Here's what I saw about Susan Rice that actually, I just saw this yesterday.
Susan Rice is the UN ambassador that is being criticized by Republicans for her initial
Didn't
statements.
She carry a vial of fake powder into the UN and say that this is...
that was Colin Powell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Didn't she lie in front of Congress and say that there were definitely weapons of mass destruction in Iran?
No, that was Condoleezza Rice.
How many black rices are there? I thought it was white on rice.
See what you did there. You didn't go with the brown rice. That was that would have been the obvious joke there.
I'm not an Uncle Tom or Uncle Ben.
Wow.
I gotta somebody transcribe this and mail it to
make sure that you know the Newsbusters gets this writer for the Jennifer Granholm show makes racist joke.
Newsbusters.
I got credit. I've been newsbustered a couple of times.
You've been newsbustered?
I have. Anyhow, what was your super secret Susan Rice thing?
Oh. Apparently she has like $600,000 worth of investments in the Keystone pipeline.
Keystone XL pipeline, yeah. Which Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, needs to make one of the decisions about. That's interesting. See, that to me is more of a scandal.
Because that's an actual potential conflict of interest.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, whatever Mitt Romney had investments in wasn't.
Nobody cared. Right. Nobody cared, you know.
God, see, I will not. There will never be a time when it'll be too late for me to care about what's in Romney's tax returns. Like, I would be excited to see those in 20 years. But anyway, yeah, that's more of an issue than, like, potentially semi saying what you thought you were, what you were told to say about Benghazi,
well,
which is a non-issue.
You know, to cover up certain things and be cagey about certain things. Yeah.
Is Daryl Issa going to have impeachment hearings over in Benghazi? That's my question.
I think that it is only a matter of time before there's impeachment hearings. Sorry, that's what they do, man. That is what they do. See, what I find interesting about the whole Susan Rice thing is that at first Republicans had this reaction of, like, you know, oh, Susan Rice said this thing that was, you know, about the film, the anti-Muslim film causing it. Then when they got more information, the Republicans started attacking the CIA. And then when they got more information, their story changed again.
Because they don't...
But do you understand the
irony of getting more information?
Very same story.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I do, absolutely. It's like, God, there was something about Bush and the whole Kerry flip-flopping thing back when he was a flip-flopper. About, like, I had an opinion, then I learned about it, and
well,
I changed my mind.
Well, no, what it was he voted for...
For the four victorious against.
I voted for funding something, and then the bill was changed when it went through, you know, reconciliation. Not reconciliation. The House and the Senate getting together. What's that called?
Reconciliation.
Yeah, reconciling the House and Senate bills.
And when it went through Crazy Town.
That's when.
I wish I was sugar instead of salt. I was about to dip it in. I'm talking about my balls, everybody.
Yes, yes, he's chewing his own balls. It's really, really quite remarkable.
You can't touch that, you gotta touch this.
Oh, okay.
We got a minute.
We do.
And a half.
Anyhow, so that's when Kerry changed his vote, because he didn't like the bill that came out of the reconciliation talks between the House and the Senate. So he did, in fact, you can vote for something and then vote against it, and it be, in many ways, the same thing.
I really don't want to end on that.
No. What do you want to end on?
I don't know. tell us what you guys think. Should we have lunch every week? And just do this? We could probably find a quieter place.
This is a fairly quiet place.
Yeah.
I think people like the ambiance.
Why do you think that? You have no idea what this sounds like. You're just being a Republican. You're just a white male, assuming.
That's right. Asserting something without any information. And saying that everybody believes it, even though all evidence might be to the contrary.
This has been Cheater in the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. If Giselle were here with us having lunch, well, it'd be more expensive, but he could kick in the music. I'm Jeff Kreisler.
I'm Lee Papa.
I'm at Jeff Kreisler, JeffKreisler.
I'm at Rude Pundit, and I write the blog, The Rude Pundit, at rudepundit.blogspot.com.
You've been listening to a Cheating Rude Lunch, which is the worst title of anything, and we'll see you, hear you, look at you next week. Bye. You want to say goodbye?
No, you said it for both of us.